coming into the practice, letting the body settle. Perhaps engaging with sitting here by again bringing a little bit of a smile to the eyes, the lips, maybe even extending through the body. Grounding through breathing, the smile, the body sitting, and allowing yourself to now come into the appreciative joy practice, beginning with someone you may feel close to, or perhaps a number of people, holding them in mind, having a sense of their positive qualities. Perhaps different ways they may care for you and for each other. Just let it be a contemplation, be specific. And as you notice things, notice some sensation of delight, perhaps smile into it. And then allow yourself to rest your awareness on one person in particular. And trying on these phrases that have been passed to us from the Islamic mystics, the Sufis. How wonderful you are in your being. How wonderful you are in your being. I delight that you are here. I delight you are here. I take joy in your good fortune. I take joy in your good fortune. May your happiness continue. May your happiness continue. Christina Feldman writes, these phrases suggest that no one has to earn merit or be worthy of appreciation. It is enough that each person is a living, breathing, sensing human being. The phrases and intentions behind them are not concerned with the story of another person, one's one person's history, preferences, or appearance. They are ways of honoring the person before us with all of his or her longings for happiness and safety, all of their wishes to be free of pain and distress. How wonderful you are in your being. Trying on smiling into the phrases. How wonderful you are in your being. I delight that you are here. I delight that you are here. I take joy in your good fortune. I take joy in your good fortune. May your happiness continue. May your happiness continue. And just pausing, feeling into body sitting, being breathed, the wee smile. Noticing the effects of that. And can you hold yourself in mind? Can you bring yourself into this circle of goodwill? Remembering what the Buddha said, that you can search the whole world over and over and not find anyone more deserving of kindness and care than ourselves. And Christina Feldman says, this is equally true of appreciative joy. We all have our difficulties in this life. Affliction and adversity visit us, yet still we wake up each morning invited to choose where we will make our home, in resentment or appreciation, in generosity or withholding, in joy or in bitterness. And so with ourselves in mind now, see if you can bring to mind some of your own good qualities. The perseverance that brought you here today, everyone. The sense that you too need care or you wouldn't be here today. Your capacity for self-kindness, again, or you wouldn't be here today. And other qualities too. Maybe when you've extended some of these qualities to help others, taste the warmth of self-appreciation. Smile into it as best you can without demanding that you feel smiling. You may have opposite or troubling feelings. It's okay. Just let it all be the workings of the heart showing. And now trying on the phrases for ourselves. How wonderful I am in my being. How wonderful I am in my being. I delight that I am here. I delight I am here. I take joy in my good fortune. I take joy in my good fortune. May my happiness continue. May my happiness continue. And then pause with that and feel body, feel breathing, engage the smile, however you're feeling. Let's move this goodwill outwards now. And ponder and rejoice at the caring actions that are taking place between people you may have never met before. Teachers, medical people, and support staff in hospitals and clinics. Parents in the home, perhaps homeschooling and working simultaneously. And many others. How wonderful you are in your being. How wonderful you are in your being. I delight that you are here. I delight that you are here. I take joy in your good fortune. I take joy in your good fortune. May your happiness continue. May your happiness continue. And you might take it outwards even further, thinking about people who campaign for a better world in areas such as justice, equality, peace, poverty, environment. Holding in mind different ones' contributions. Rejoicing in their qualities, their deeds. How wonderful you are in your being. How wonderful you are in your being. I delight that you are here. I delight that you are here. I take joy in your good fortune. I take joy in your good fortune. May your happiness continue. May your happiness continue. Just noticing how all of this sits with you, Feel into body, breathing the smile. Letting whatever your experience is be simply the workings of the heart showing. And now let's see if we can rejoice at all the good things that you and others have done, are doing, and will do in the future. Can you extend this feeling of warmth throughout the whole universe, beyond the bounds of time and space, if that makes sense to you? What you and others have done, are doing, and will do in the future. Smiling into that. How wonderful we are in our being. How wonderful we are in our being. I delight that we are here. I delight that we are here. I take joy in our good fortune. I take joy in our good fortune. May our happiness continue. May our happiness continue. And then just letting go of any sense of phrases and just resting in body, opening to breathing, the smile, and just noticing how you're doing. Variations on this practice exist within all the wisdom traditions. Within the Buddhist tradition, it's called mudita. And Christina Feldman writes, mudita is the empathic or appreciative joy that celebrates the happiness and good fortune of the people we meet in our lives. The heart that is freed from envy, resentment, covetousness, and discontentment begins to taste the boundless generosity that can truly rejoice in another's well-being. Our neighbors go on vacation while we stay home and clean the garbage, and we are genuinely happy for them. Our friend's child surpasses our own in exams, and we celebrate their success. We overhear the laughter of a child, witness lovers embracing, see a bird escape the pursuit of a predator, and our hearts are gladdened. Appreciative joy does not rely upon dramatic moments, but is a quiet celebration of life itself.